Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth listeners. My name is Sandra Bueno, and I am calling you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. This is where I normally host my show from, and I welcome you as listeners on Blog Talk Radio. Today's program basically is to begin with two young ladies that I have grown to be friends with, and I am uncertain if they are actually able to come on as they attend college right now, but in the event that they do not come on the show today, I still want to go ahead and really give you just a little bit of background as to what today's show, the intention of today's show is. These two young ladies happen to be sisters. They are 21 and 20 years of age, and they were not born in this country. They were born in Pakistan, and they happen to be members of the team that I am on with through Landmark Education. For those of you who do not know what Landmark Education is, you can go to landmarkeducation.com and just read up on what this type of education brings, the awareness, the insight, and the commitment through integrity that really this type of teaching brings to who we are. And these young ladies I was able to meet by attending a seminar. And once we got to know each other through the team itself, From the beginning, I had recognized that they were different. They carried themselves differently. They related to each other differently. And I asked them to come on this show because as sisters, as siblings, they relate to each other in a way that is not the norm from what you and I are exposed to here in America. These sisters really are work with each other, depend on each other. They are responsible to one another. They attend school. They attend the university. And they also commute. And in addition to commuting, they're also involved in working. And the fact that they stepped up to having this type of extracurricular education given to them or as you know as a project that they undertook is a testament to their willingness to continue going forward and to growing. And where they stand today after having undergone the training is where they have realized that where they were before and where they are now with this education, it has really shaped them and helped them to go forward to understanding themselves, understanding where they are, understanding their future, and also understanding their families, understanding their parents. The older sister had relayed to everyone that in her mind, she had always felt that she was basically destined to leave the family, to leave as far away as she could and to never look back and turn around and just get away from her parents, especially her dad, who was overbearing and who was wanting to protect so much. And after doing this course, she realized that he was there always trying to communicate his love and trying to communicate guidance. And her whole demeanor, her whole awareness, her whole purpose has really taken on a different fire. And what she right now is embarking to do with her father is to actually go back to Pakistan and begin a program to help women and children, to bring education to them, to bring opportunities. And this is just one of the people that are stepping up to make a difference. One of the people who, through her own learning and through her own responsibility and awareness, realized that there was a lot to her life and a lot to herself, a lot to her relationships that she had not seen before. And the same with her younger sister. Just alone, her and her sister now are embarking in a whole new realm of being. a whole new essence of how they can cooperate and how they can take one idea and just make it bigger. So it was with this context, within this context, that I wanted to bring them on the show. And now that we have tapped into just a little of this background, you know, I keep on seeing through the different organizations that I participate in, and the fact that I am working to make a difference in the lives of youth, I realize that there is such a lack of really being able to expose the truth from the standpoint of grown-ups and the standpoint of parents. A lot of people will always judge and criticize and say what's not working. And a lot of people will fall down on top of that, you know, the actual doer of that crime or of that, you know, of that situation that was negative. But yet they won't go back to, okay, where does the responsibility lie in? And based on these resources, this person had no other resources to attach themselves to. So, you know, what I really realize is that we must be willing to share the truth with one another without being convicted. And if our interest is to really make a difference in the lives of youth, their lives cannot be changed if their lives are dominated by lies and by fear and by miscommunication and misguidance. And there has to be an open venue through which we can expose solutions rather than expose a situation where people will get on the defensive and all of a sudden will deny the cause that they had and will deny the responsibility. So this is something that strikes me as a woman, because we as women have such an incredible opportunity to influence people, to influence men, to influence children. And when you look at a group, at the dynamics that exist between individuals, where there is a woman, there's always a whole new level of delivery, a whole new possibility of results, where people are working together, creating bigger and better things. Not to say anything against men, but we're going to say that, you know what, as organizers, as women who take on the challenge, as women who are able to see many different variations and different meanings and different opportunities, that's one of the traits that we have. That's something that is in itself how women are able to tackle so many things at the same time. So this is something that we as women need to really recognize, as how influential we can be, whether we're doing something right or we're doing something that's not exactly right or empowering. And this really brings it down to what is the responsibility that we as women are willing to have today? What is it that we as women are doing that's not empowering people, that's discouraging? You know, that's not creating peace and harmony, not just in other people, but in ourselves. You know, how are we driving our own lives forward where we don't have control, or where we are not giving ourselves the credit, or where we're not seeing our possibilities because of some potential downfall that we have? I'll use me as an example, because as I sit here and I speak, it's one thing to say and it's another to do. It's easier to just pass judgment and to say, oh, this is how things should be, you know, to be a spectator rather than being a player. That's easier. Being a player requires that risk and that courage, and it requires you to be willing, even though you may not have all the answers and even though you may not have all of the things in place. And that's where I would say I am. I'm in a place wanting to make a difference, creating the Rise to Win for our youth movement on the foundation of Power to Be You, through a period in my life where I have had to step up and demand more of me and be willing to embrace challenge and embrace diversity confidently. Not with fear and not with trepidation, but really just facing it on and going forward, knowing that there's a vision of higher grandeur on the other side. And through that, I have also been able to really see myself for who I am and for how I am and for also the other things that I do not have. And though there are a lot of things. There are a lot of things that have prevented me from reaching a higher level. And those are the things that right now are interfering with me in that I am constantly battling, certain areas that I wished were not in my life or that I wish I were better at, such as focus. Focusing has been, I think, my Achilles tendon or my Achilles heel. Not being able to focus on one thing, focusing on the many things. That's like, if you have a bullseye and you're going to shoot the dart right in the center, but instead you start to shoot all over the place. Chances are you're never going to hit that bullseye because you're not aiming at it. Like they said, shoot, fire, and aim. You have to be willing to say, okay, that's what I'm focusing on, that's where I'm going. And it is, that's a question of commitment. That's a question of going back and saying, what are you committed to? If you're committed to an end result, then you'll focus on that end result and you'll continue. So for me, my end result has really been to be able to create transformation and to be able to create something where all these kids would be helped. And that's something that's so big. It's such a gigantic step to get there that I've set myself up for failure. Because rather than taking incremental steps, and then celebrating the growth and celebrating the progress, instead I have to continuously see that goal that's so far away, never achieving it, only having to get up again with more and more strength and more courage to continue doing the same. And that's crazy. That's crazy because that's not how we go forward. We go forward, by having a vision, by having goals, by focusing, and then by taking action. And the fact that I'm here on this show and sharing with you it's the fact that I've created a commitment through me being able to present individuals who are about change. Individuals whom we can link up with and say, you know what, you're there too. You're on that same path. So it's a community of like-minded individuals going forward, helping each other out. And no one says that we all need to know everything because we don't. None of us do. Even the smartest and brightest person might have a specialized system of doing things in one area of their lives or two areas or three areas. But not in every single area because we could never do that. Our brain may have the capacity to have so much, but we're not God. We're only human beings who have amazing capacities, but you also have to be realistic about what those capacities are. So with today's awareness about the change that must take place, we also have to be willing to recognize who we are as far as our roles, as far as the commitment that we take, as far as what we are willing to do to see change take place. I mentioned before, it's about looking at what we are committed to. And it's about looking at it from a standpoint of being able to answer a question of, what am I doing in this area to help? What am I doing in this area to create something different? What am I bringing in? How am I contributing? How am I in the court? How am I playing? How am I a player? Because most of the times, people will always stand behind that curtain, behind the window, and look outward and say, oh, you know what? Look at all those people. Look what's going on. Look at that home. Look at that grass. Look at that tree. Look at the weather. But then they're afraid to step out. But they still complain, and they still criticize, and they still judge. So you have to ask yourself, what part of this are you? Are you part of that solution, or are you part of that issue? And for that to happen, you have to be willing to take responsibility to accept the answer when your brain comes up with it. Because you will ask yourself, okay, what am I doing? What do I need to do? What are the options that I have? Right now, we are all looking at situations around us that require us to do something. And one thing is not enough. We have to really take on a lot of different roles and options and try them on. And we also have to be willing to connect to people. It's no longer about me, myself, and I. We got to connect to other people. We got to go and create bonds. We got to co-create relationships. An exercise that I just recently did was based on creating possibilities that we were committed to, but that we had not yet seen. And what we basically were asked to do was to recognize the areas in our lives where we had not been willing to be responsible for. And this is something that I would share with you to do. You know, start looking at your life and saying, what areas in my life have I not been responsible for? And to assume responsibility is not to create that feeling of, oh, because of me. To assume responsibility is to recognize that wherever you are in life, it's because that's what you chose. You had a choice to choose whether it was that person, that career, that home, that marriage, that feeling, and you chose it based on what you focused on. And now that you are where you are, now you got to be willing to say, okay, now that I'm here, let me get aware, let me become aware, and let me go forward. What do I need to do? So within that, within your willingness to look at your life from this standpoint, you are able to now get your mind working for you, to look at options and to look at areas, maybe blind spots. You begin to just generate different thoughts and different possibilities. But always know that you got to be willing to step out and create something by reaching out and connecting to other people. And that's where, again, that whole challenging yourself and taking courage. Because it takes courage to reach out to people and to say, I need you, or, you know, do I have something that you'd like, or this is something that I'm selling, or this is something that I have, this is something that I believe. It's that sort of time, because if you don't do that, then nobody will ever know that you're there. And I believe that for me, that this alone, just speaking with you right now, is really like knock, knock. Because for me, it's time to really get out there in the court and play that field. There's no more time to wait as far as kids, parents, educators. Everyone is in an upheaval about what's taking place. Everyone knows they need solutions. Everyone is looking. And sometimes we're looking so far away that we don't see what's right there in front of us. And I think that's also my case. Because I'm always so far out there doing so many different things, I eliminate myself from that first view. So in me speaking with you right now, and me sharing with you the ideas that come to my head, I can even apply them to myself. When I was injured before, while I was going through therapy, I remember one of my therapists saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The one that cries the loudest gets the grease and the attention. And that means you can't, when you have something to say or something to do or something you want to share or something that's not right, you have to let people know. You know, silence is not a virtue when you need to speak up, when you need to say something and share. And right now you do, because if you fail to say anything, then you're a silent victim. Then you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. People who aren't complacent don't stay quiet. People who are complacent don't want to really share what's inside of them. And they go through life suffering in their own self-created fog. And that doesn't prevent you from suffering any less. In fact, you suffer more because you internalize it. So what I would really say with today's segment is that wherever you are and whoever you are, whether you're male or female, just become aware and become present to you, to the areas in your life where you know that something needs to get done, and ask yourself, what have I not been responsible for? And then jot down those areas and those things that show up. And then take them on. You got to call people, if you got to cut something off, if you have to cancel something, if you have to go and apologize, if you have to go and reconnect, reconstruct. Those steps alone are those steps that are going to create a tighter ground for you and a foundation of courage, of perseverance, of dignity. And they will also help you heal in your mind, because you'll start seeing and you'll start realizing that, yes, you're taking action. It's like that ship that will sink with a little hole, eventually the water will come in. You might not see it at first, but eventually you will. So you want to start patching up those holes. Young people, I'm coming more and more present to young people who are stepping up, but they can't do it if we don't give them that right away. They need our encouragement and they need our support. Because if not, they're going to find themselves in a land that's full of frustration and of people that continually block them rather than inspire them. And there are a lot of kids who are out there who have an environment that supports them. And these environments tend to be environments where people have a high degree of education or have a higher degree of intellect, and encourage entrepreneurship, encourage individuality, encourage shifting from the status quo. They allow for self-expression and artistic expression, inclinations, spirituality. But when we're looking at the mass population, there's always ridicule, chastisement. Always people ready to jump down somebody else's throat to say, well, who do you think you are? And why do you think you're special? Or who made you be king? Or maybe there aren't even people to say anything like that. So those are the people that I'm talking to you about. specifically. We need to step up to that, because all around us is that opportunity. And that opportunity begins with us. So it's time to claim that strength that we carry and that we do not use. It's time to claim it so that we can be participants in this and how we shape our world, how we go forward. When I spoke of the two young ladies, they came here with their parents. And now their minds have gone back to going to Pakistan to help. But while they are here and while they're educating themselves and they're participating in the American way of life, they're also sharing their culture. In sharing their culture, they're sharing their ways, their traditions, their beliefs, their respect for their parents, for themselves, for each other, for their families, their care for their siblings and for their nephews and nieces, the detail through which they work and they do things. They're examples, they're role models. More so than how they work, I will tell you, it's just by looking at them. And you see their femininity and their dignity and their virtue. Even their morality comes through. You see in the way that they dress, their modesty, their sensibility. That's something that we all need to remark and be able to appreciate and be able to have distinctions for. Because our youth here in America need to be brought to that awareness. Awareness for who they are, their uniqueness, their gifts, how special they are. And also to have self-respect. Self-respect for who they are, how they are, how they behave, how they carry themselves. That's the point that I'm making. It's truly about what our kids are doing right now is they're reflecting the parents and the adults in their lives. And you want to ask yourself, what part of this do you play? Are you a good role model? Are you a role model to kids? Or do you even doubt your own intentions, your own performance? Just really, again, question yourself and ask yourself. This is all about really being able to speak the truth with yourself, within your soul and within your heart. Because we can fake it to everybody else, and at the end of the day, the end of our lives, when we'll be there sitting in that spot that will mark the last breath we take, the truth will be on our face. And we will not be able to deny who we've been, how we've been, who we've touched, who we've hurt, who we've injured, who we've robbed. And based on previous performance, that last breath is usually used to either say thanks, to say I love you, to say I miss you, or to say I'm sorry. So start thinking of that. And start looking at life from that standpoint of what it is that you came here to give. And through modeling other people's behavior, or through seeing somebody else give you an example, or through even seeing the encouragement of the young people that you meet along the way, then rise to step up and make a difference for yourself while making a difference for others. Now stay tuned tomorrow as I will have another guest. This is Sandra signing off.